It's me. It's the D-O-double-G, the road dog, Jesse James. And by my side, as always, is that B-A-double-D-A, double crooked letter, badass Billy Gunn. Together we are the New Age Outlaws. And you're listening to the VOC Nation. And if you ain't down with that, he's got two words for you. Suck it.
VOC Nation provides live daily streaming shows where fans have the ability to interact with the hosts and guests by phone call, email, and Twitter. VOC Nation hosts include the legendary Ken Resnick, who you probably remember from the AWA and WWE, former WCW.
Get down! Welcome, everyone, to WCW Retro. I'm your host for the evening, Papa Stro, the Maestro of Wrestling. This is the place to be, folks. We talk about past, present, future professional wrestling, but so much more. You never know who's going to call in. It's after fun. Lots to talk about tonight. Open forum, night to night on WCW Retro. This is the Wild Wild West version of podcast right here on VOCNation.com. Be sure to catch all the great VOCNation.com programming on the network. Oh my gosh, so many great podcasts. Of course, we've got WCW Retro here every Thursday night at 9. Briscoe and Big Ace before us at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Shelly Martinez, Tuesdays at 6 p.m. in the room. Brady Hicks, Kenneth Fitzpatrick, Matt Grimm, Darren McDonald, myself. 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time every Tuesday night. Every Wednesday night at 9:30. It is Wrestling with History with Ken Resnick and Bruce Wirt. And also, don't forget the Morning After podcast. Mostly every day. They're taking a few days off until after the 4th of July weekend. I think this come their next podcast this coming Tuesday. But go to VOCNation.com for all the latest and updates. And speaking of, happy 4th of July weekend, everyone. Hope you guys are doing great and safe wherever you are. Before we get to callers, to see you guys are lining up. That's wonderful. Stay with us, please. We're going to get you guys, all you guys, in just a few moments. But if you guys like to call in anytime tonight's live podcast, you can do so at 914-338-1885. Once again, that's 914-338-1885. And before we get to all that, make a few shout-outs, announcements, if you will. First off, shout-outs to my friends at Masters of Ring Entertainment, mastersofringentertainment.com, Fishing with Special Friends, fishingwithspecialfriends.com, Lost in the Funhouse podcast on YouTube, with my friends Greg Bowe, Blondie, and Antler Hill, and please sure to give them some love on social media. But check out the podcast on YouTube, Lost in the Funhouse Podcast. Shout out to our friends in the Maritimes there in Canada, Innovative Hybrid Wrestling. Check them out on YouTube. Facebook, on their Facebook page for all the latest updates of IHW Wrestling at facebook.com/IHW Wrestling all together. And check out the Dust series, which I star as the Chief on the Veil TV at theveilfilms.com. They're syndicated through Roku, Apple TV, and Amazon Fire TV. So check out all three seasons of the Dust series. We'll be on set later on this year for season four. We're really excited. Also, a coming film I'm going to be in called The Devil's Daughter, starring as Dr. Jeremy Arkham. Really excited about this. This will be a Harlequin origin story for all you Batman fans out there. Can't wait to get on set for that upcoming film as well. For more updates, go to facebook.com/realdevilsdaughter. And I'm going to be in the upcoming horror film, either ending of this year or beginning of next year, depending on the way the world goes, right? Called Stench of Iniquity. Yours truly, Papa Stro, will be portraying the ancient vampire known as Abba in the film. So check it out for more updates on the Facebook page at facebook.com/stenchofiniquity. And all the latest on, TV, film, wrestling, all the updates going on with yours truly, Papa Stro. My official website, thestro.com, thestro.com. Click on the appropriate links, reach item. Direct URL to my merchandise page is thestro.com/stromerchandise.html. I have merchandise for all ages, including pets. On Twitter, @signofstro. Instagram @stromaestro. Subscribe to my YouTube channel, youtube.com/stromaestro. On Patreon, patreon.com/papastro. Twitch, I'm on Twitch at twitch.tv/papastro. And if you'd like to make a donation, cup of coffee, tips, etc., send it to me. I thank you guys so far who have sent donations. Send it my PayPal, paypal.me. M as in Mary, E is in escape. /papastro. That's paypal.me/papastro. And if you'd like to be a guest in an upcoming episode of WCW Retro, hit me up. Send me an email. Stro for you. STRO number 4YA at yahoo.com. And support VOCNation.com on Pro Wrestling Tees. ProWrestlingTees.com/VOCNation. Buy all our shirts, including, of course, WCW Retro shirt. Represent WCW Retro and VOC Nation to the entire world. So, and the proceeds are going to help our network. So please, by all means, buy some shirts at ProWrestlingTees.com/VOCNation. And with that was a mouthful, folks. We take our first commercial break, and when we get back, we'll get to all these callers, man. I can't wait to talk to you guys. I'm excited. And I'll lead in the commercial with the sounds of, some Midnight Express. All right, see you back in a few.
Hey, this is the Total Package, Lex Luger, and you're listening to the VOC Nation. Don't miss out.
Check out In the Room.
Every Tuesday night at 9. Listen in.
Pro Wrestling Illustrated's Brady Hicks, former WCW star Stro Maestro, Cassie Fist, Matt Grimm.
And you and Ray are there too, right, Ray?
We sure are, and we've got great guests like Lex Luger, AJ Styles, Taku, and more. It's a heck of a party. Plus,
I didn't get thrown off buildings.
And then
I didn't get pregnant either.
Sometimes I think it gets so ridiculous.
We were getting into, like, snuff film territory there.
In the Room.
9 p.m. Eastern on VOC Nation.
Wrestling with History, the voice of choice, and Killer Ken Resnick.
When I die, they're going to open me up and find about 2,000 undigested Northwest Airline cheese omelets.
Mr. Chris Cruz, what's going on?
Jesus, how did I get roped into this?
General Adnan went to school with Saddam Hussein.
He cried, I cried, he cried, and
two good friends.
Adnan lost a lot of family in the Iraqi war.
Everybody loves Granny.
Wow. Yeah, see, a lot of people don't know that.
Yes, you guys are busting me up.
Catch Wrestling with History with Ken Resnick and I live on VOCNation.com Wednesday nights at 9:30 Eastern Time, or listen to the podcast by searching VOC Nation Radio Network on your favorite podcast app.
Stadium Journey, the worldwide leader in stadium reviews for the traveling sports fan, is proud to present the Stadium Journey podcast on VOC Nation. Join us as we talk with prominent figures from around the sports world to discuss issues pertaining to sports travel and stadiums around the globe. New episodes air on VOC Nation Wednesdays at 6 p.m. Join Paul Baker, Dave Cartney, Mark Viquez, Dan Calachico, and guests from throughout the sports world on the Stadium Journey podcast on VOC Nation.
Each and every Thursday night, check it out. WCW star Stro Maestro takes you on a journey. It's WCW Retro. Talking old school match of the week, talking dream matches, taking your calls and looking back on an incredible career of acting, entertaining, and wrestling. Check it out, VOCNation.com, WCW Retro. Be sure to call in Thursday nights, 9 Eastern, on the VOC Nation Radio Network.
Yo, this is Jerry Stein of the Nasty Boys. Yeah, Brian Knobbs here, you getting ready to get nasty? Well, listen to the VOC Nation, baby, because it's about to get nasty all around and up in this mother. Get ready. Nasty Sensation is coming at you.
The worldwide leader in entertainment. This is the VOC Nation Radio Network.
Welcome back to WCW Retro. Papa Stro here. Can't wait to chat with you guys tonight. It's going to be a lot of fun. Open forum, so anything goes. Oh, my gosh. I'm always wanting to throw myself over the top rope as we speak. This is going to be great. With that, let's get the callers. All right. First off, yes, it is. The one and only, the lovely Kathy Fitzpatrick in the room. How you doing, Kathy? Welcome back to WCW Retro.
Hey, Stro. How you doing?
Oh, doing good. Got a cup of coffee in my hand. Getting ready for the 4th of July weekend. oh, my gosh. It's a crazy world we live in right now.
Yes, it is.
Oh, my goodness. That's... it's like every day something new and wacky happens in the world. So who knows what happens by the weekend, right?
Dust storms and killer bees and who knows?
Yeah, too bad is the return of, like, the wrestling version of killer bees.
Yeah, exactly. Unfortunately not, but.
Right. Oh, my goodness. Crazy, crazy times. Oh, so what's new and exciting in the world of Kathy Fitz? You've got a new T-shirt come out now with VOC Nation. I'm so excited.
It's so funny because a friend of mine sent me a thing. He goes, is this legit? I said, yes, it is. A friend of mine, George DeHaenis, who does photos, is like, do you need 8x10? I said, no. Charmelle was laughing. She's like, oh, my God, you have your own T-shirt. And I'm like, what can I say, sis? What can I say?
That's awesome. Tell us what it says on your new T-shirt now of VOC Nation.
Well, as everyone knows, since the beginning of time, it seems like, I've always driven the guys around. I was Sherry, Joe Sherry, Booker, Stevie. guys from Ring of Honor, guys from ECW, the Bruz Brothers, who I miss desperately. But anyhow, I don't know why I miss them, but anyhow. the guys for Legends of the Ring, the guys for Icons, Brett, you know, tons of people. So, obviously, my shirt has a picture of a van, and it says, Better Call Kathy.
Yes. Yes. Better Call Kathy. I'm gonna give you a Kathy Fitzpatrick shirt. I definitely am. I'm gonna support that the entire world. I love it. That is so awesome. So cool. Yes, yes. Buy your Better Call Kathy shirt at ProWrestlingTees.com/VOCNation. Get yours today. I'm the one to get mine. No doubt. I gotta get mine. That's
I told
so cool.
Ray Lloyd he better get one.
Yeah, he better get one. He better do like a promo making it snow or something, wearing the shirt. That'd be great.
Yeah,
like Glacier.
That would be a good idea. Yeah.
Yeah, wouldn't that be awesome?
That'd be wild.
Yeah,
I've had too many crazy
so cool.
drives in the snow, so.
Yeah. That'd be fantastic. If he does, please let me know. I'd love to check out that promo. Oh, my gosh. It'd be great. That'd be awesome. Oh, my God. Well, we're being joined also, 843 area code. Welcome to WCW Retro.
Thank you for having me, Sco. Power to the people. It's people power.
That's Mason Velvet, brother. Welcome back.
What's
How
up,
you doing,
buddy?
Man?
What's up,
you doing
man?
Okay?
Yeah, well, yeah. And quarantine again.
Oh, I hear you.
Gotta love quarantine. Yeah.
No doubt. That's the
I can't stay out of it.
Story of the year, right?
Right. It's like playing Monopoly. Oh, I'm in jail again. Thanks.
Yeah, I always end up in jail. Monopoly. Crazy. I know how you feel.
Yeah, man. You know, well, I'm going to support myself and Adam. Adam can't be. Adam's got to do the morning news, so he had to go to bed early. So,
oh yeah, okay.
I'm taking it for the team.
Oh, right on. Yeah, please give Adam our best, man. It's so cool. Yeah, we
yeah,
coming to Kathy. Kathy Fitzpatrick's got a new T-shirt. Better call
I
Kathy.
I heard. I'm going to buy one of those. Thank you very much.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, man.
Yes. Yes.
Oh, Kathy, Amazing Velvet, he's amazing. No, I mean, no pun intended, but he's a great, great, great guy.
Thank you, thank you. And you are as well. You've always been 100. You've been 100%. You love scaring my daughter, but that's okay. I'm good with that.
I thought her
she hates
Dorothy. Oh, she hates
Yeah,
Dorothy.
I don't think
okay.
so. She hates Dorothy. Yeah, yeah, okay.
I thought they were BFFs.
Right? Oh, yeah, I'll have to tell her that later. Good Lord.
Well, mercy. Goodness gracious. Yeah, oh, good. Man, I can't believe.
So, Kathy, did you ever come to the Carolinas and drive the boys around in the Carolinas?
No, I didn't. I usually just stayed up in Philly, Jersey, and New York area.
That's cool. All right.
But I met the boys from the Carolinas.
What was that?
I know a lot of the guys from the Carolinas.
Oh, yeah. I was trained by – you know who Susan Green is?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's who trained me. Susan, Judy Martin, Leilani Kai, that's who I run around with.
So how's my former tag team partner doing, Velvet? Have you heard from her lately?
Who's that?
Susan Green.
Yeah, let me tell you something. They ain't found nothing that's going to kill that woman yet. I can tell you that right now.
I believe that. Yeah.
She's got a knee replacement. I think she's had hip surgery. She's had a shoulder replacement. She went back. She actually got a job and a security job. She works overnight. And I asked her, she gets to carry a, you know, is she armed guard? She goes, absolutely. She goes, I walked in there with my my 40 cal. I said, can I carry that? I went, a 40 cal? Holy crap. I said, I forgot. You're a big woman from Texas. My bad. Yeah.
Oh, man.
But, yeah, everybody's good in the Carolinas, man. We just, you know, it's rough here. I don't know about – I know you in North Carolina, South Carolina, pretty much in the same boat. I don't know about up north, but
oh,
I know
yeah.
here it's getting ready to – they're probably going to shut everything down again for 2 weeks. I heard Tennessee's
oh,
going to shut down Nashville for 2 weeks.
Goodness.
So, yeah, it's going to
be
crazy.
What's going out
again.
Your way, Kathy? What are they going to do out your way? Have you heard anything?
We're actually pretty decent. I mean,
cool.
They're opening some of the casinos this weekend.
Oh, wow.
The beaches are open. They actually have people on in one of our Ocean City, in one of the beach towns, Ocean City, where if you're wearing a mask, people will come up to you and give you, like, gifts.
Oh, nice.
That's cool. Yeah, right?
Well, see, I work in the medical field.
We are definitely in the wrong state.
I work in the medical field up here, so I'm behind plexiglass and wearing a mask constantly.
Right.
So,
goodness.
Like tonight, I was at the Wawa, and two young guys walk in, no mask.
Uh-oh.
And me and these other people are looking at him like, really? And the one general manager walked over and said, "You're not to be. You have to have a mask on." Guy goes, "Well, I don't have one." He goes, and she goes, "You pull your shirt up over your nose." So I got my food. I walked over and I said, "Can I speak with the assistant general manager?" She walked out. I went, "Thank you. You're the only one that said something. Thank you."
Mm-hmm.
And she went and told the people, she said, if you are not to serve them, if they come to your window without a mask on.
Exactly.
And I'm like, it's just logical. Come on.
Well, nobody's taking it serious, and they need to, because it's going to get worse if they don't take it serious.
Exactly.
See,
I want the
Cindy,
I want the free gift.
Go ahead.
I want the free gift.
You and I probably get hit with a kendo stick for wearing a damn mask.
Probably. I know in our
Why
life,
are you
right?
wearing a mask in the Carolinas? Whack. Thanks.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's
here's some
it's
here's some
crazy.
Coal in your stocking.
Hey, that's every year, buddy.
Yeah.
That's every year since 1967, my friend.
Yeah, I believe it, man. Crazy.
Okay. Oh,
we got some more coming in. 479 area code. Welcome to WCW.
Let's get crazy. Bring it on like last week. Come on, bring it on.
Yeah, it's open form night.
Well, hello, everybody. It's Granny.
Granny!
Oh, no, not Granny.
Welcome
yes,
back.
It's Granny. What's your problem
oh,
with me
granny.
Tonight?
Granny.
Hi, Kathy.
Hello.
You know,
oh,
I've been sitting here listening to y'all talk about the mask thing, you know, and it's funny because you see these signs on these restaurants, it'll say no shoes, no service, or no shoes, no shirt, no mask, no service. Never says anything about pants.
Thank you very much.
Hello.
I agreed.
Well,
my
you know,
goodness.
My husband always brings that up. He says, it says, you know, no shoes, no shirt, no service, you know, no mask, no service. But it never
yeah.
says anything about pants, you know. So that's just kind of funny.
I vote we let Stro test that one out.
Yeah, come on, Stro. Are you brave enough to do that?
Oh, you're trying to put me on the spot here. Okay. Oh, my goodness. Well, I do wear a black robe, so you don't know what's underneath. So, you know,
listen, I tell you what. Never
I'm
mind, I'm going to leave that
kilt.
One alone.
You never knew what he
That's
was wearing
right.
underneath.
You're
going to
wear Roddy Piper's
no.
kilt, and I'm going to pull it, and I'm going to be dressed as velvet, and I'm going to pull it off, and I'm going to hold your hand as we walk into the hot dog world.
Remember that time you put Mean Gene Okerlund underneath his kilt? Because he wanted to find out what he was wearing underneath and
Yeah,
and,
oh my
and,
gosh.
And you know, I'm like,
straight.
No, stop, please, Roddy. Don't. Oh my gosh, too much.
Well, I'm I'm actually sitting here in my friend's house sitting and dog sitting for about a week, taking care of a sweet little fur baby by the name of Guinevere. She's
Guinevere.
Corgi and Dachshund and something else, and she's like 13 years old, and she's such a sweetheart.
She don't like
the fireworks, and she don't like the thunderstorms, and we just had a big old thunderstorm pull through Arkansas here where I live about 45 minutes ago. She didn't like it.
Well, you're in for a fun weekend, Granny.
Hey, you know what? I mean, she'll probably go hide in her little bed, you know, at night, you know, when the fireworks are going off. So as long as I'm here with her, I know she's not going to be stressing out.
Yeah. Well,
she has her one chair.
Steve on the line.
Stays in, and she knows which chair to sit in. Hi, Steve.
Hey.
Hey, Steve.
Watching an old school match. I didn't know, Stro, if you heard the news about Evolve being acquired by WWE. It's pretty interesting, yeah.
Wow.
Yep.
It is.
PW Insider posted that they got, you know, absolved by WWE, and like their last show was March 1st, and they did like 146 events. Yeah, so I'm wondering how soon the tape library will be on the network, because I'd be interested in that, because I didn't watch a lot of Evolve.
Oh yeah,
when it was running.
I didn't think about that. Yeah, that'd be really cool if they had put some of the old Evolve deals on the network there.
I'm sure they will.
A lot of the AEW wrestlers worked at Evolve, and I know Kincaid did as well, so I think it'd be interesting to see when that gets uploaded.
I mean, who'd have thought the Great American Bash and Fighter Fest would all be on, like, regular television?
Yeah.
That's crazy. Crazy times,
it's like Clash
man.
Of Champions.
It is crazy times.
Right? Clash of Champions, man. I miss those Clash of Champions, man. Those were so much fun.
Those were good stuff. That was good times right there.
Mm-hmm. So much fun.
Oh,
gosh. Clash of Champions.
You know, Stro, do you know, I told you the story. I was supposed to be on the last Thunder that they had in Charleston.
Mm-hmm.
Did you hear? I told you about that.
You briefed me on a little bit on it.
Yeah, I got invited, and I got in a fight with Big Vito.
Oh,
Big Vito, me and Vito have words.
Oh, boy.
And
what else
so
is
I
new? He has words with everybody.
I know. Well, I'm 5'3¼", and I was about 150 soaking wet at the time. So he thought he was going to pull one over on me, and I said, oh, no, hold up. So I laced up my boots and I headed to the ring, and I was taking a few bumps, and he peeked out the curtain. He waved his hand. So I said, all right. So then when the meeting came, they said they put me with Glenn Gilbretti, which was Disco Inferno. They said, you're gonna wrestle him. And all of a sudden I got scrapped. So he wanted to be my buddy the rest of the time we were together backstage. We just walked around like, this guy's annoying as all get up. I'm like, he wouldn't shut up for nothing.
Wait, Glenn or Vito?
Yeah, no, Glenn. After Vito went out of work and I went to the ring, then Glenn this is Mike Awesome. He's awesome. And this is Rey Mysterio. He's mysterious, as you can tell. He wears a mask. I'm like, oh, my God.
Did you really say
died.
That? Oh, my God.
Yes, I'm going to die.
Arn Anderson slept Disco in the airport. He's told that story.
I got to tell you a funny story about Disco, right?
I'm telling you,
I got to tell you about – I got to tell you just real quick. I was telling him in the back, he was discussing the idea with Kevin Sullivan, right, Uncle Kev, about a few things, right? And just is rambling on and on, right? And then he's getting excited. Do you like it? Do you like it? Right? And Kev just looked at it, nah.
Oh, man.
Oh,
my goodness.
Hilarious.
That's funny.
Disco. He was something else, man. He's always entertaining. Never a dull moment with Disco. Oh,
no.
Goodness.
He was funny, but I mean, after a while, it's like,
bless his heart.
Come on, let's get wild. We were wild last week. Let's go.
What's that band? Break Out of the Disco or something?
Panic at the Disco, sir.
Panic at the Disco. That's it. Yeah, that's what y'all are right.
Come on, I'm older than you, and I know what that is.
Pandemic at the Disco.
Pandemic at the Disco. I like that one better.
Yes. Yeah, Steve, you nailed it, man. Pandemic at the Disco.
That was a good one. I have to remember that.
Okay, we got one more. I'm speaking of panic. I think we're going to be panic at this point. Straight from Las Vegas. Yeah, pandemonium. Las Vegas, Nevada.
It's pandemonium.
Turn down the volume because here he comes. Malcolm, welcome back to WCW Retro. How you doing?
Hey, guys. How you doing? Hey, Kathy, it's nice to hear you on the show. I don't think you've ever called on here before. And nice to hear from you, Granny Hulkster and Steve. Everybody, you know, Velvet.
Yes, sir.
I'm not going to be living, Papa Stro, in Las Vegas in about 3 months. I'm going to be living in Idaho. I talked to a pastor.
Yeah, with all the potatoes, man. I'm excited for you.
Yeah. He's at Idaho Falls, Idaho.
Hopefully he won't get sick.
I'm going up to see him in August, the 1st of August. I'm going to take a trip up there from here. And I'm going to be a representative from the VA, a guy named Cy Williams is going to talk
cool.
to him. He's in
cool.
Kip.
Steve, what were you saying
Pocatello, Idaho.
Steve, you there?
Are you there, Steve?
Yeah, I'm there. Okay, I was waiting for my turn. It's funny. On the TV, Labor of Love, Matt Stryker. I just thought that was funny that was on while I'm calling retro. I see Matt Stryker on that reality TV show.
Matt Stryker, yes. Oh, God. that is funny. Oh, man. So hopefully we'll get stiff by those potatoes in Idaho, Malcolm.
I met another pastor. He used to be a Vietnam veteran, and he served more time in the Army than I did. I was supposed to see him yesterday and the day before, but something came up. I got a little sick, so I'm going to see him sometime next week. But you know what I want to say, Papa Stro, is Gorilla Monsoon did play-by-play, and everybody else that did play-by-play in wrestling. But back in 88, especially at the Clash of Champions and the pay-per-views, nobody did play-by-play like Jim Ross. He used to get so excited on the microphone. He used to get me fired up. I told JR that like two times. He got me fired up, especially when he was doing Luger and Sting and Barry Windham, you know, all those matches, Texas Death matches and all. Jim Ross used to get fired up.
The good old days, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, man, those are great times.
I think his announcing in the 80s was way better than his announcing in the 90s or beyond, because he just was into it, and the UWF.
Well, speaking of announcing, there's one distinct voice. You can always tell it's him, and he's here with us, the one and only Brian from WSC Lounge.
Hey, Brian!
Welcome back, brother.
Welcome back. Hey, I want to first point out, Malcolm, thank you for the birthday gift I got in the mail.
I got him a retro shirt.
I gotta put it on in a few days, but I got a David Stern retro shirt to show on there, so thank you, Malcolm.
That's awesome.
Thank you, Kathy. I'm gonna buy two of your shirts, Kathy. One for me and one for the lady I care about the most, Max Loss in Los Angeles. She don't know it yet. I'm gonna buy one and show
thank you.
I'd go pull a Dr. Evil, Malcolm. So one for me, one for my homies.
That's right. One for me, one for my homies. Yeah.
Like Omega did on Fighter Fest.
Right. Well, better call Kathy. That's all. I got to get a shirt, Kathy. That's amazing.
That's right.
Got to get one.
I'm
so excited. Yeah. Got to represent.
I said to Jim Mitchell, I said, Jim, you want to get a shirt? He goes, you wear mine, I'll wear yours. I went, oh, goody. Okay, here we go.
Hey, Papa Stro, can I do four old school matches tonight?
Let me see how much time we got.
Oh boy.
Let me check.
Holy cow.
Well, it's all about, they're all American men. All American men.
All American. Well, that's nice,
yeah.
And ugly for English, right?
Well, I got the idea from Bruce and Ken last night. Who are your top favorite all-time all-American wrestlers? Steve, you had a good list last night. Dustin Rhodes was great.
Well, if you guys want to jump to it, we can jump to the old school match segment.
Okay.
Whoever wants to go first, one of their favorite old school matches. So go ahead.
Yeah, let's go first. I was watching since this week was the birthdays of Bret Hart and Terry Funk. I went back and watched their November 9th, 1997 WrestleFest match from it was covered in the Beyond the Mat documentary. It's become a running joke now about how Terry Funk having retirement matches, but this is a really good matchup between the two. Two of the best ever. Bret Hart did a promo before the match started, and he was, showing respect for Terry, but ended his promo that he was going to, give him an ass beating, even if it was the last one. And then it's,
That was a really good matchup.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and the finish was Terry was trying to pin Bret, and Bret got his shoulder up last second. So Terry had his shoulders in the mat, and Bret was on top of him, with his shoulder up. So Bret was able to get the win. Controversial finish, but it was a win for Bret, and Terry and Bret tore the house down with that match. And And it's funny because they even had a match in 2000 for WCW, like years after that. But, Terry Funk, even in his old age, still, putting on great performances. So, yeah, that's my old school match of the week.
That's a good one, Steve.
Bret Hart is
legendary.
It's on YouTube.
Happy birthday, Hitman.
Yeah, isn't his birthday?
That's love, Bret Hart.
Happy birthday, Bret.
Yep, and yesterday was Canada Day.
Yeah.
Yes, it was.
The hits keep on coming. The great white north, man.
Hey, Papa Stro, do you think I should send Bret Hart a VOC Nation retro shirt, Papa Stro?
you can do that after we finish these old school matches. So let's give everybody else a chance to get their
opinion. I think you'll have mixed feelings about it.
Sorry.
I've got a one old school match.
A one? Okay. I can't wait.
And it's a match that I don't think many people have seen of the near generation. And it was my first time seeing it about two or three weeks ago. It was Sergeant Slaughter against Stan the Lariat Hansen.
Yeah.
Nice. Nice.
I'm sure that
and,
was
you know. You know what
the match
was
ended
that,
when? Yes, it was on YouTube. It was the Battle of the Titans. Gordon Soley and I forgot who else was broadcasting.
Jim
okay,
Ross.
Oh, cool.
Tony Schiavone.
No. That's before their time.
The conclusion of the match.
I was believe Lance Russell. Yeah, I believe Lance.
Yeah. The conclusion of the match was when Stan Hansen decided to use the bell, and he refused to listen to the referee. And what happened was, I know what happened. What happened was, at the beginning of the match, Stan Hansen refused to put down the barbell rope he would carry to the ring, and then he put it down.
Oh, the bull rope, yeah.
And what happened was, Sergeant Slaughter, he was fixing to win the world title from Stan Hansen.
Mm-hmm.
I think he was the AWA or... AWA champion.
Yeah.
He was fixing
right.
to win the belt, and Sergeant Slaughter put him in the rope and did the Cobra Clutch on him, and the referee counted to five, and Sergeant Slaughter got disqualified.
Ah, the Cobra Clutch. Love it, Brian. Old school.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Yeah, he was a great champ, Stan Hansen was, for AWA.
Yeah.
One time. Awesome.
That's
one awesome time. Pick, Brian.
Those are good picks,
hey.
Brian.
That was a good pick.
Good stuff. Let's keep this rolling. Great pick, guys, so far. This has been awesome. Who's next?
Who can Who can ever forget Starrcade 83, the flair for the gold, but not that match.
Roddy
but
Piper.
the dog collar match with Valentine and Piper.
Velvet, you got good taste.
Let him finish, Malcolm. Let him finish.
the dog collar match with Valentine and Piper. The build up to it was awesome, and it didn't, you know, really didn't, you know, dissatisfy anybody by any means, you know. Did he bust his eardrum? Did he not? You never know. But it was great because everybody, you know, it made you sit on the edge of your seat. Because that's what took notice on that whole show, because it built to the flair for the gold. That match built it.
Mm-hmm.
It was.
And they still talk about that match to this day, the dog collar.
They do
not.
Well,
you
know,
because Velvet,
yeah.
Sorry. I was going to say, Velvet, it's kind of like a comparison to WrestleMania 3. The big event was Hogan against Andre, but the best match was Steamboat and Savage, you know?
Oh, absolutely.
Right.
Yeah.
And I'll give you a little quick tidbit from where I live in Charleston, South Carolina. We used to have a little old place called Charleston County Hall. And when I was a little old snot kid, about 5 or 6, back then they didn't have guardrails. They just had the little flimsy rope around the ring. You know, anybody can
go.
Yeah.
Anybody. But anyway, make it real quick. Our funny thing was the feud for a month was Mr. Wrestling 2 against Mr. Fuji. And Mr. Fuji mm-hmm. would climb that top rope, and we would run up to the ring, all those little kids, and go, "Nana, Nana, you're gonna miss." And he missed a drop kick, the double leg drop every time off the top rope, and go, "Oh, y'all!" and scream at us. I just have to say that. Those are the little things that you don't get to see. But he may have done it a couple times on TV. But when it's a house show and there's a bunch of screaming kids, you know you're gonna get it.
Absolutely,
yeah.
That's a good time.
Those are good picks, Velvet.
That made me think of a dream match later.
Oh, cool. Okay. All right, just keep this going, man. I'm loving this, man. Who's next with the dream? Old school match.
Anybody want to go? I'll go. Nobody wants to go. Do you want to go, Granny? Do you want to go, Kathy? It's up to you.
Go ahead, Malcolm.
Okay. I'm going to go.
Go ahead.
My first two matches, Barry Windham and Mike Rotundo. It happened in either May or June. It was a rematch after WrestleMania, and they got the belts back from the Iron Sheik and Nikolai Volkov, which I consider, because this is the Independence Day, an all-American match. My third match is Sting against the Nature Boy Ric Flair, taking the NWA title at the Great American Bash 1990, July 7th. And Flair was going for a knee in the corner to Sting, Sting was going for a knee in the corner to Flair, and he moved out of the way, and then Flair was going to slap the figure four on, and then Sting rolled him up in a small cradle and won his first NWA title. And then my third match.
Rewind, Malcolm. Rewind to that because there's a story behind it. Because Sting hurt his leg prior to that match, the build-up to that match.
I know.
So, you failed to mention that when you were explaining it. So there was a story behind it. So that's why.
That was a big.
Let me finish, Malcolm.
Let me finish.
I'll start doing the Dr. Evil exhibit. In a minute. Okay. All right. Now, here we go. Look. All right. Sting hurt his leg getting the flare at the Clash of Champions, if you recall, prior
to
the match. And there's a question whether he'll be back or not. Remember the match with Luger and Flair, where Sting was in Luger's corner, and all that build leading up to the bash. And so it was a really big deal at the time because, you know, people were like, oh gosh, he may have hurt his leg again. In that match, he made the comeback. He did the small package, won the title. So that build up leading to it was pretty big at the time.
It was. It led all the way from where
you're
the WrestleWar.
Oh, you're
sorry,
welcome, right?
But you know, I remember getting his leg injured. I remember I told Sting
okay,
he was
what's
on
your next
crutches.
Match, Malcolm?
Oh, I'm
what's
sorry.
Your next match?
it's Royal
let's,
Rumble
let's
19.
Let's get to him before I have to go shave. Go ahead.
Oh, wow.
It's Royal Rumble 1991. Sergeant Slaughter challenging the ultimate warrior for the WWF title, the Macho Man and Sherry Martel interfering, and the Macho Man hitting the ultimate warrior in the side of the head with that scepter and then Slaughter pinning him. And then it led to my very number one match, my fourth match, Hulk Hogan challenging Sergeant Slaughter during the Iraqi War days in 91. WrestleMania 7, a blood feud, and then Hogan put the American flag over Sergeant Slaughter and pinned him. That's
great
stuff. Of four matches.
Great, great, great. Thank you, Malcolm. I'm blowed up. Thank you very much. That was really what a party.
Hey, man, I'm reaching for the tag throw, but it ain't going to happen.
Hot tag, yeah. Good Lord. Great stuff.
Ain't no hot tag.
All right,
I got four
matches in their old school matches. Who wants to go next?
Going once, going twice.
Granny, you have one. Kathy, you got one you would like to share with us?
Well, I was watching an old thing yesterday, and I don't
okay.
know. Well, some of you guys might remember it not. I don't remember who they were fighting. It was the new Midnight Express.
Oh, yeah.
Bob Holland, Al Snow.
Which was
yeah.
Bart Gunn. And Bob Holly.
I hear echo.
Right.
Mm.
I have never laughed so hard in my life. And Jim laughed, Bart laughed, and Bob laughed the whole entire night.
The new Midnight
Sherry
Express.
Called,
oh, my God.
Sherry called me on the phone and she went, what the hell is this? Sure. I don't know.
Oh.
She's like, that's it. We need to call Bart. I said, yeah, I know we do.
They also fought each other in the Brawl for All.
That's right.
Oh, that's right. Al Snow was with
the
Rockers.
Brawl for All. Yeah, the Brawl for All. Oh, my gosh. I forgot all about that. Oh,
no,
oh, man.
Boy.
I can only imagine what you and Sherry were thinking, Kathy, when you were seeing the new Midnight Express.
No. Well, when Bart was over in Japan,
yep.
he broke his jaw. He had his jaw
mm-hmm.
wire shot.
Mm. Man.
And I remember being at work one day and getting a call on my cell phone, and he goes, it's Mike. And I couldn't understand him because he has his jaw wired shut. And I'm like, who? Who is this? Bart Gunn. And I'm like, oh, hi, Bart. What's up? And he was calling me from Tokyo just to say hi because a friend of mine ran into him and said, oh, Kathy said hi. He wants you to call her.
Oh,
that's cool.
That
is
awesome.
I need
but
to watch his Japan work.
When I watched the Brawl Floor, I called I sent a message to his wife, and
mm-hmm.
she says, yeah, we're very thankful how they did it. They did it really well.
That's cool.
Vice.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Wow.
And now he's
that
an
is.
Electrician at NASA.
Oh.
Electrician at NASA. Wow.
I was wondering what happened there.
He always kept his,
I think he's
he
better
kept
off.
Kept his electrician license. And his dad said he needs something to fall back on.
Exactly.
Right.
So he kept his electrician's license, and he works at NASA.
Awesome.
He's
that's
probably
awesome.
The biggest electrician in NASA. He's probably the biggest electrician in NASA. I mean, physically,
exactly.
The biggest electrician.
Can knock out the other electrician.
That's
right.
Right.
That's awesome.
That is
oh,
awesome.
Good stuff. Wow, what a great memories, guys. Gosh, this is what a great night. Loving it. Granny, Hulkster, do you have an old school match you'd like to share with us?
I think I'm going to pass through. I've just been kind of listening to all these wonderful stories. I've been kind of in and out. I had to go check the dog outside, so I've been just kind of listening. But some really great matches, really.
I know that is, Doug.
Well, Ricky and Robert had a lot of old school matches that were great. I couldn't think of just one.
There you go.
They had too many.
Yeah.
They got a lot of new ones, too.
Yeah.
Well,
they got new ones, too.
Yeah, new ones and old ones, yeah. Look at Encyclopedia.
And I know Ricky's been wrestling with his son quite a bit, too, here lately, so that's pretty cool.
Carried on that family tradition, man. That's it. Okay, let's get to the dream matches. We can get some creative juices flowing with you guys.
I got one.
Maybe you can tell. Maybe you can show the creative in some of these other companies a few ideas that might be listening to the show. You never know, right? So, dream matches. Go for it, guys. The floor is yours.
Yeah, I'd like to get this one out there early. I'd like to see. John Moxley versus Roddy Piper in a dog collar match.
I love it!
Oh,
I love it, Steve.
Oh, that'd be good.
Dog collar matches are
I met Moxley when he was Dean Ambrose years ago. They were in town for the Backlash pay-per-view and the convention, and he was asked about match stipulations he'd want to work, and he said a dog collar match, so I think that'd be great to see him in a dog collar match, hopefully for AEW at some point.
I'm sure he would do it.
Yeah,
definitely.
Kathy Fitzpatrick had to leave, but thank you, Kathy, for calling in. I hope you have an awesome weekend. Feel free to call back anytime. It was a pleasure to have Kathy Fitzpatrick on tonight, for sure.
Buy the shirt.
Yep. Better call Kathy. ProWrestlingTees.com/VOCNation. go ahead, guys.
I got your back, Jack.
I've got three dream matches.
All right.
Okay. The first dream match is MJF teaming up with EC3. Managed by Malcolm Windham, wrestling Hangman Adam Page and Kenny Omega for the AEW tag team titles, managed by Steve.
Okay.
He's laughing at himself being in the dream match.
And
oh, my God.
Brian, you got my last name wrong again. It's Wildman, not Windham.
Oh, Wildman. Man, I keep calling you Windham. Wildman.
Malcolm, maybe you need to just change your name to Windham.
No, I like that.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, just like Granny, you'll change your name to Hollywood.
Granny, you should see me at a Raiders game. My last name fits me.
Well, I'm sorry, Malcolm. That ain't going to happen because I don't like the Raiders.
No, I'm just saying how I am. I'm not talking about it.
Oh, my goodness.
Okay. My second dream match is for new generation people.
It's new generation.
The Street Profits versus Private Party.
That's a good one, Steve.
You lost flying around that match.
Were they in the new generation?
And
the new generation.
Yeah, and then my third one is for old school, back in the Attitude Era. This is a dream match that I don't know why never happened, but it would be really,
okay.
It would really be a good match to see. Resistance, Savon Grenier, Rene Dupree against. Raymond and Jock Rougeau, the Rougeau brothers.
Oh.
Yeah, the Rougeau brothers.
Attitude Era, he picked La Resistance. That's awesome.
That is awesome.
Sounds ruthless.
Should have picked the Blue Bloods.
Yeah, I've got my Blue Bloods.
If that's old school, then the blue bloods must be prehistoric.
Exactly.
Oh,
hey, Stro, you and I must have wrestled Luthez then.
Yeah,
we were
like back when the cavemen were hanging around and throwing stones
and stuff. We were carrying their bags. What are you talking about?
Yeah. We had the club.
Oh my goodness.
That was a good one.
We learned how to build a fire in the woods somewhere.
Hey, listen. This ain't Naked and Afraid, because I ain't doing that. All right, it's all good.
Oh God. Did I tell you guys the story? Okay, I saw Kevin Sullivan appear on the Legend of Mick Dodge show on the Discovery Channel, right? And he's this wild man, this ex-Marine that lives off the land, the woods. He makes his own shoes out of leaves and all this stuff. And
right.
I saw Kevin Sullivan at one of the shows. Like, how did this happen? So next time I saw Kevin, I'm like, Kevin, I got to ask you, how did you land the spot there with the Legend of Mick Dodge show, the Discovery Channel? He started laughing, right? Well, he was fishing out there in Oregon, right? And just because he likes to fish, right? And he said he saw this wild man coming out of the woods with a camera crew phone. And they asked him, would you like to be on the show? He said, sure. So he was fishing the whole time he's on the show talking to this wild guy, Mick Dodge. Oh, my God. It's hilarious.
My mother-in-law used to watch that show. I have to go back and ask her about that.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
That's funny.
Oh, I couldn't believe
that's
it myself.
Funny.
I really. It's crazy.
That's
funny.
Oh, listen.
All right.
So,
go ahead, man.
Go ahead. Going on the premise of what you said, you know, they got all these shows out here. You got Swamp People, you got Moonshiners, you got Naked and Afraid. I got a brand new show.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
I'm pitching my show right here on the VOC Nation base.
All right, you're the first. Right here.
You ready? You ready?
Mm-hmm.
Divorced, engaged, and dating my ex.
Wow.
That's my show. It's going to be
divorce.
A number one hit.
Divorce, engaged, and dating my ex. That's solid gold there,
let's,
man.
Let's book it. You want to be on the show, Stro? We got you.
Please, book me. Gosh.
Come on, it's reality TV.
I'd be honored to be on an episode.
It's reality TV, like anyway.
It's even better, reality TV.
This will be reality TV.
Surreality TV.
Right?
Surreality. You know what Bobby Heenan told Gorilla Monsoon one time? He said, you know what he called a woman with $10 million? And Gorilla says, what? He said, divorce.
God, I love Heenan. I miss Heenan. Oh, man.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Heenan was a character, man. Just keep it rolling,
sir. This is the first time we've had a debut of a TV show prop or pilot idea as a dream match selection.
Hey, I haven't got to my dream match.
This is a story right here. I'm loving it.
Let's get Matt Stryker
on. Matt Stryker, yeah. Bring him back.
Oh, my gosh.
Let's keep
all right,
going.
Who's next?
I'll go. I got
like
only caveman. Two.
Who next?
Who next?
My first one is, these are all American wrestling matches.
Well,
Barry Windham and Michael Tenda. Barry Windham and Mike Tenda with Captain Lou Albano against Sergeant Slaughter and Corporal Kirshner. And my second one is Hacksaw Ho Jim Duggan against John, you can't see me, Cena.
Nobody lives in my state,
Hacksaw,
though.
Hacksaw and John Cena?
Yep.
Well, that'd be good.
And Windham and Rotundo and Corporal Kirshner and Sergeant Slaughter.
I got to go with Hacksaw. I think he'll get 2x4, hit John Cena up the head, and he'll tell him, that he can't see him, and he'll win.
Oh, my God. That was good. That song is lame. Oh, I'm sorry. My bad.
Isn't that Blue
Plan
Center music?
You know, they could do a remix of John Cena's song. It's like, da-da-da-da, ho, da-da-da-da, ho.
I did the Price is Right for a second.
Right?
Yeah, right.
That was good.
Hey, Velvet, did you hear Papa Stroh on In the Room when she goes, dun, 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 every time I mention John Cena?
I have to say for Thug Nomics to that one.
Yo, word life. It's the face of the phenomenon. That's another one. That's another one. Oh, no.
You're going to get the green.
Oh, my
I didn't know Eric Bischoff was on there.
Were we in the front house?
Yeah.
Where you at, Eric?
Yeah, Bray White's trying to send us a message about John Cena.
I just read, speaking of a message, I just read WWE bought Evolve.
They sure did.
You're late to the party there, buddy.
Yeah. Good stuff.
Oh, boy.
Let's keep this going with the dream message. As soon as we get through laughing.
I got one. Okay. I got one. This is a true one, though. This is something that I wish could happen. It probably won't be my condition. But I talked to you about this. I would love to work you before all this stuff happened to me.
Oh, it'd be an honor.
My dream match would be Velvet and Papa Stroh.
Oh, it'd be an honor. Oh, tremendous.
Yeah, it would be. But you know what? I also thought about the fact that if you look at the original Sheik and when he was, almost 70, I watched a match with him, and all they did was bleed. They never even took a bump, and they had this great match.
Oh, man.
You, buddy. We can do that, buddy. Yeah, we can pull it off.
We sure can. Absolutely. Yeah.
Psychology.
We can do it, man.
All psychology and whatever. We can pull it off.
That's it, brother.
Yeah, that would be cool, man.
Do I have to pick a winner? I like both you guys.
You know what? As much
just
as
buy
I
a ticket.
Stroh, right? Buy a ticket. That's right. We don't give that away for free.
No.
I'll buy a ticket, Velvet. I'll buy one Stroh.
I hear you, man.
5 seconds. Those.
That's main event, brother.
All right, 3 minute warning.
Hey, Stroh. I got a dream match.
Oh, right. Granny, go for it.
Go, Granny.
Well, now. The first person that I'm going to mention for this dream match, he is one of my wrestling buddies who I consider part of my family, who lives in Texas. And about 2 or 3 years ago on the WWE Hall of Fame, when the Dudley Boys were out there, his name's Barrett Brown, he's from Texas, and he's trained at New Japan Wrestling, and he's making a big name for himself. And he's been on WWE several times. Well, he got slammed through a table by the Dudley Boys because he came out to tell them that their time was up on their feet, and they slammed him through a table. So my dream match would be a tag team, Barrett Brown and Papa Stroh against the Dudley Boys.
There you go.
Wow.
That's what I'm talking
about. That'd be good.
We're going to fly in the steel tip.
My goodness.
Man. I feel sorry, for you, Papa.
Also, a gentleman by the name of Americos was on WWE because this was on my birthday because I'd had my knee replacement on my left knee on my birthday in 2016, and he was facing against Braun Strowman,
on Monday Night Raw. And he, I mean, after the match, Americo's told me when I saw him again the next time, he said, Strowman came up to him and says, thanks for making me look good, kid. And he patted him on the back. Triple H told him he had a hell of a match. And so, you know, Americo's pretty good, too.
Why do you feel sorry for me, Velvet? Because they're stiff?
No, because
I used to be stiff. Jesus, I was stiffer than a two-by-four.
No, you're going through the table.
No, Stroh and Barry Brown can put the Dudley Boys through the table.
I don't know.
Velvet, you realize how many tables I've been through and chairs and cages and barbed wire in years? Good Lord.
Yeah.
I feel like a whoopee cushion at this point.
Maybe in this ring match, Granny could escort you and Barrett Brown to the ring. I could be your valet. I could be your manager.
She can carry
for the
Dorothy.
I know Dorothy wants to do a Bubba Ray, so maybe I can hook that up. Maybe Dorothy can do a what's up off the top rope on Bubba Ray. she loves Bubba Ray, man. Bubba Ray's one of her favorites. The Dudley, she loves the Dudleys, man.
Yeah, Granny, I like it. Oh, yeah.
I got one more dream match.
Granny being the manager, man. Shoot, that's a win-win right there.
Yeah, it
is. All she got to do is she can do the flex like Hulk Hogan does and with the finger point of doom and man.
Could I have a ticket?
No, you have to purchase.
She'll do a low blow.
Yeah, low blow too, yeah.
If it happens, I want a ticket.
Foreign objects galore in that match. Good Lord.
Right?
From all different countries.
Right.
All count anywhere.
Not all American.
From Luxembourg.
Yeah, from Luxembourg.
Right.
From, no pun intended, Idaho.
Oh.
That's practically.
Pocatello.
Yeah.
Potatoes with receipts.
Listen.
Yeah, the taters.
Listen, I hate to tell him. There ain't no Raiders fans in Idaho.
That's why I'm moving there.
All right.
I got two seats here, Velvet, and I own them. And there's a waiting list here in Vegas for tickets.
Well, yeah, okay. That's a ghost waiting list.
I mean,
I've got one more drink.
You're talking about stiff. You got APA, man. Good Lord. Do you see them beat the crap out of people? Lord have mercy.
Hey,
I'm not taking no clothesline. Go ahead.
Hey, Velvet, I told people this year, I said the Raiders are getting all psyched up. And I said last year, the team I watched, if the other team had their shoelaces tied, the Raiders couldn't beat them.
Okay, Brian.
Yeah.
What you got for us, Brian?
Okay.
Lay it on us, man.
Now, this is a special WWE Monday Night Raw as it's Brock Lesnar managed by Paul Heyman as Brock Lesnar wrestles Malcolm Wildman managed by James J. Dillon.
I love how he says Wildman.
Yeah. Who can uncall the other?
Hey, Brian, I better call a chiropractor.
Wild man.
No, you're going to get a hip replacement after that.
Hip replacement.
Oh. I'll be doing my impression of Sting. The crutches.
Hey, I got another dream match.
Okay, Steve, save us. Hot tag, Steve.
Please.
I'd like to see Shawn Michaels versus Trent Acid.
Ooh,
that's good.
That'd be good.
I like that, Steve.
That would be good. I like that, too.
No holds barred match? Anything goes?
Sure, I think it'd even be better.
I'll take the sexy boy.
He's all you, brother.
That's your boy.
He's all you, brother.
Hard to go against Shawn Michaels, but I was just thinking, too,
podcast about Trinacid recently, so I was like, man, I'd love to see those two go at it.
Mm-hmm. That'd be good, actually, yeah.
It's good, Steve.
Good stuff, man.
Papa Stroh, it's your turn to save us.
Oh, gosh. How could I follow that? Jeez.
Yes,
that's some stiff competition. No pun intended.
Got the laughs tonight.
Oh, jeez. I mean, I don't know. APA and Steiner Brothers?
Oh, I got no Steiner Brothers,
good.
Rick and Scott.
Speaking of stiff competition.
Right.
Hey, Papa, wow. Papa Stroh, Big Papa Puff is my hookup, and I holler if I hear it.
I thought it was you holler if you hear me.
I just changed
the words around.
If you hear it.
The man is the art spark.
Did somebody just blow gas?
What?
That was right, blew gas.
That could be interpreted into a lot of things, actually, if you hear it. It could be a lot of things.
Why do I live Thursday night?
Oh, my goodness.
Wow.
This is getting crazy.
It is.
Yeah. It's this is
but
tremendous
it's what
tonight.
We live
oh,
for.
My goodness.
But it's what we live
yeah.
for.
I don't care what anybody says, Papa Stroh. This is the best show. I don't care.
It's a lot of fun. It's always a good
we
time.
We
got to
get more people involved. We got to get more people on the line and have more
Bring
stuff.
Your people. Bring the people into the WCW podcast. Let
my people go.
Unleash the floodgates. Unleash the Kraken.
Floodgates. Really?
Unleash the Kraken.
Let the pigeons loose, as Bella Sky says.
I was about to think of the pigeons.
Just like my brother Stevie Ray.
Chaz wants to check for that.
No.
Papa Stroh's Independence Day. When are you going to do Dusty Rhodes for us, the American Dream?
Oh, you really want? Are you sure? You
yes,
think at least
I do. I do. I do some
oh, my God.
There'll be a
Can you
That's
do the Hard Times promo?
It's a duel.
Hard Times promo. You want me to do the Hard Times promo, Brian?
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Boy. Yeah, God goodness. Oh, Dusty Rhodes. Let me get right. You want me to do that one or the one he's talking to Dustin Rhodes about, you know, Arn Anderson and Terry Funk?
Arn
I can do either
Anderson,
one, no matter.
Baby.
Yeah.
Oh, innocent, if you will.
I want a story.
Yeah.
You want a story?
Okay. Which one do you want?
Both of them.
How about the Ric Flair and Terry Funk door?
Go for it.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my God. I'll give you a funny Terry Funk prompt segment, and then I'll give you a Dusty.
Okay.
All right. Cool. This is Terry Funk promo segment. Okay. He's talking about, you know, I was sitting on the front porch one day, and the sheriff came up to my yard, and he pulled up and he said, "Terry Funk, you under arrest." And I said, "My God, what for?" He said, "For beating up a woman in Nashville, Tennessee." And I kicked back in my chair and I laughed and I said, "Sheriff, that was no woman. That was Ric Flair." I'll do the Hard Time promo for you. He's talking to Bob Cobb, right? From the Hard Times, right?
Right.
Okay, here we go. He says, "First of all, I'd like to thank the many, many fans throughout this country. There were cards and letters to Dusty Rhodes, the American Dream, while I was down. Secondly, I want to thank Jim Crocker Promotion for waiting and taking the time because I know how important it was. Starcade 85. This wrestling fans, it is to Jim Crockett Promotions and Dustin Rhodes, the American Dream. With that weight, I got what I wanted. Ric Flair, the world heavyweight champion. I don't have to say a whole lot more the way I feel about Ric Flair. No respect, no honor. There's no honor among these in the first place. He put hard times on Dustin Rhodes and his family. You don't know what hard times is, Daddy. Hard times. Even the textile workers around the country out of work. They got 4 or 5 kids and can't pay the wages, can't buy the food. Hard times when the other workers are out of work. They tell them, go home. And hard times when a man has worked a job for 30 years. 30 years. They give him a watch, kick him in the butt, and say, hey, a computer took your place, Daddy. That's hard times. And Ric Flair, you put hard times on this country by taking stuff that rolls out. That's hard time. We all had hard time together. And I admit, I don't look like the athlete today. Supposed to look. My belly's a little big. My hind legs a little big. But, brother, I'm bad. They know I'm bad. There are 2 bad people. One was John Wayne. He's dead, brother. And the other right here, Nick, your boy, Ric Flair. The world heavyweight title belongs to these people. I'm going to reach out right now. I want you at home to know my hand is just in your hand for this gathering of the biggest body of people in this country. In this universe, all over the world, reaching out because of the love that's given to me. And this time, I will pay you now, because I will be the next World Heavyweight Champion on this Hard Time Blues Dusty Rhodes Tour 85. And Ric Flair, Nature Boy, let me leave you with this. One way to hurt Ric Flair is to take what he cherishes more than anything in the world. That's a World Heavyweight title. I'm going to take it. I've been there twice. This time, when I take it, Daddy, I'm going to take it for you. Let's gather for it. Don't let me down now, because I came back for you. For that man upstairs that died 10, 12 years ago, never got the opportunity to see the real world champion. I'm proud of you. Thank God I have you. And I love you. I love you. There you go.
Now, I got to ask you, Stroh, was that you or Dusty Rhodes, though?
Hey, Papa's good. People
was
think
that a YouTube video or was that you?
No, that was me. I promise.
Wow, you sound just like Dusty Rhodes.
Doesn't he?
Hey,
wow, that's amazing.
Let's make that a Dusty finish.
It was a Dusty finish. It was long.
Wow.
Mercy, I need a drink.
You know, Papa Stroh, people said I'd never meet Dusty Rhodes, but I already met him. I met you.
Oh, thanks. I'm honored.
I met him, and I was told not to do his impersonation in the locker room when I was doing that same stuff. And he overheard me, and I went, uh-oh. And I figured I was going to get in trouble, Daddy. But he walked by me slowly.
We need that, Jay Lee.
I met him one time. Whoa. He was signing autographs, and he had to sign autographs real quick. He was at TCW, Turnbuckle Championship Wrestling, that he used to run down here in Georgia.
Brian, I never met him.
Saying, Steve, we need Jay Lethal?
Yeah, we need Lethal to do the flare.
Yeah, we need Blake and Chris. Yeah.
And the rain here.
I love my buddy William Regal when he talked about when he first met Dusty at Center Stage in Atlanta. And he's talking, right? And he's telling this guy, you know, I walk into Dream's office and I sit down and he sits down and he's sitting there naked. He looks like a melted sundae. And there's a big guy behind him. And he looks at me and he says, Steven, I'm just like Whitney Houston. I got my own bodyguard. And I just looked at him. And that was it. And I just walked out the room.
Hey, Brian, I never met Dusty Rhodes, but I was at a Nitro the night after Halloween Havoc at the Cox Arena,
And the whole NWO came by, and Dusty Rhodes actually shook my hand. He reached over the rail. Doug Dillinger told me not to reach over the rail until the event started. And I guess this was a reward for me being so good. Everybody in the NWO just walked right past me, and were shaking my hand and everything. It's crazy. But I
what do you mean if you've been so good? Were you a troublemaker, Malcolm?
No, I was dressed
yeah.
up like
no, not,
I was dressed
not
up like the crow sting that night. I had a plastic black baseball bat with me, and Doug Dillinger goes, "You look like you're going to be trouble, son." He goes, "Promise me, do me a favor, don't reach across the rail." I said, "I'm a veteran. I you got my word."
Wait a minute. You were dressed up
Whoa.
Like Sting.
Yeah.
Hold up. I need a hearing aid.
I think I seen you. I know that on one of the nitros.
Yeah.
In the crowd.
Yeah, but when the NWO came by, they went to break. So nobody actually saw
it. It was a mirage.
No, it wasn't.
Oh,
wow. It happened. It happened, Steve.
That was
like every
that was
other
like
crazy thing in my life.
Alternate universe nitro.
Tom Bryan used to be mirages.
I mean, Mr. Miyagi.
Well, Rick
yeah.
told a funny story about him and Terry one night, back when Terry was a little champ.
Right. Go
and they were going back to Rick's place to crash for the night, right? And Rick went inside to check on his wife, and Terry was still outside, right? And Terry had a few already before he arrived with Rick, and he got into this argument with his dog, right? And finally, Terry got down on all fours, nothing on but his world title around his waist, barking at the dog, right? And next thing you know, the dog bites him in the nose, right? And he's screaming, right? Freaks out the wife. Wife's getting ready to call the police. And Rick goes to the baby, please don't call 911. That's the NWA World Heavyweight Champion fighting our dog in the yard. Oh, jeez.
Oh, that's funny.
Oh, my God.
Able dog.
I love Uncle Terry. Man. He's great.
Yeah, I only met him one time at the CAC, but he was really nice to me, Terry Fun.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. One time him and Nick, Norman Smiley got drunk one night, and they thought they were, like, family relatives, and they were inviting each other to, like, family barbecues and stuff. Just swapping cowboy
brothers
hats.
From another
great.
Brothers.
Yeah, right?
Yeah. That's funny. Now, that would have been funny to see.
Good times, yeah.
Yeah,
no one smiled.
Sure.
He was
that
quite
was...
a smoothie ladies man, too. Because,
I mean,
he had good taste. Because I remember one time we were woke up in the hotel. And we're, oh, yeah, you know it. And we walked, it was me, I think, Laney Lane and a few other guys walking down the lobby there at the hotel, and we saw Norman having dinner with this, like, exotic, this beautiful lady. Looked like Amon, like, you know, David Bowie's wife, the model. And we're like picking on him, right? Like, you smoothie dog, look at you, boy. You know, boy. And he's like, I'll get all, you know, blushing and everything, you know.
Listen, y'all have not partied unless you partied with a Guerrero.
Oh, God.
Chavo?
No, I partied with Hector. I met him, Hector, many times. Let me tell you something, baby. There was many times. No, he used to, when I used to book him on my show in South Carolina, I'd bring him in. He'd stay at my house. That's what he wanted to do. So he made salsa so hot it warped a bowl in my kitchen. I was like, how do you do that? How do you do that? But partying with him,
well.
Latino heat. Now, I'm going to use that's Latino heat right there. But, which I'm wearing my Latino heat shirt today. Anyway, he had brought, one time he came into town, he brought Art Flores. Do you remember who Art Flores is, Stro?
Yeah. I heard that name in a while, man.
The muscle, yeah. He was the muscle when it was the LWO.
Mm-hmm.
And he was Eddie's best friend.
Right.
So I brought them in, and let me tell you something. We got so, I'll make this really quick at this point. We got so pretty messed up that Art was a good 220 pounds at the time. And we were in this bar
I bet I can body slam you in here. I said, I bet you can't. He goes, you may be small, but I'll throw you around the car. I said, no, you won't. And we got into it. So I picked him up. I picked him up first in a body slam position, and I only had him by one hand. And then I put him down, and then he do it to me. Then he put me down. I did it back to him, and we did this for like 15 minutes. And finally goes, hey, man, brother, you got to stop, man. I'm about to throw up. But he didn't think I could pick him up at all, and he didn't post or anything. I snatched him up off the ground. He's like, holy crap.
Man.
So being it's Bret Hart's birthday. Okay,
oh, yeah,
go ahead.
No, I was going to finish with this. We all went back to the house, and a buddy of mine, one of the local wrestlers here, was like, do you know who that is sitting in the car in your front yard? He goes, that's Hector Guerrero. I went, no shit. He goes, well, guess what? Don't you need to get him in the house? He goes, wait a minute. If we disturb him, you know, he'd probably kick all of our asses right about now. I said, yeah, let's leave him in the car, right? As I said that, he called me chicken. He goes, chicken, don't you leave me out here in this car. So we had to drag him in the house and put him in the bed, but that was awesome. But, yeah, that was my Guerrero story.
Good story.
I was
going
to say, being it was Bret Hart's birthday, just funny. Story, it came to mind when he was telling the Hall of Fame about at a bar in Texas where him and the Anvil gave him the heart attack finisher right after the Road Warriors gave Vince the Doomsday Device. They gave Vince McMahon the heart attack finisher for our foundation in the bar. And Bret said he took his head off. He said Vince was pretty lit that night.
Was that Papa Stro? Was that the Brute John?
Such good stuff.
Was he even for that?
Oh my god! But hear Bret say that story was hilarious. Oh my gosh! That it's funny. You know, Bret did a funny rib on the Nitro girls one night. I think one of the Nitro girls are really showing themselves to everybody, right? And so Bret took this Nitro girls poster. And put mustaches on them and everything. and he's giggling as he's doing this, right? And they found out they were so hot, and I think they thought Penzer did or some David Penzer or somebody that did it, but they never found out that Bret was the one that turned the Nitro girls and the Nitro guys. Well,
did Dave Penzer get slapped by the Nitro girls?
Probably.
Oh,
I wouldn't doubt
it. Dave, man. No,
well, Dave was a jokester anyway. Come on.
Who were they?
Oh, yeah.
Dave
Penzer. All in good fun. Yeah. It's all good. But, yeah, Bret was good. But, you know, he wasn't as big a ribber as Owen. Owen was a much bigger ribber. Oh, my gosh. Owen was so much fun.
Hey, Stro. Stray, did you hear about the Harley Race chili rib?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, man.
What happened?
Owen,
lay it out for us, Steve. Lay it out for us, man.
Harley, like, cooks chili, and I guess he was serving a bunch of people, and Owen spiked Harley's chili with some hot sauce and made everybody sick but Owen, and Owen was laughing. So Harley knew it was Owen, and Harley gave Owen a shocking handshake with had a taser in his hand and tased Owen as he was handshaking him.
Oh, man. One time in the locker room, he was chasing Two Cold Scorpio, right? With the taser.
Oh, Lord.
And Scorpio's freaking out, and he hit underneath where I was at, because I just got through talking to Rick Rude at the time, because Rude would split his Subway sandwiches with me, like, whenever I'd see him, right? And Harley walked by him, like, searching for him, giggling, laughing, you know what I mean, with that taser ring. And Scorpio looked at me and said, hey, thanks, man. I said, anytime, man. You want my chips? That came with a sub, you know. But, oh, geez.
Yeah, you can't have
stuff, man.
good one, Steve.
Oh man. Good times, man. Where? Anything you guys like to plug? Anything you guys like to plug tonight? Feel free.
I'll let them
plug
go
away.
First.
I just wanted to ask real quick whatever happened to Roadblock.
Wow, there's a blast from the past.
Him, on the side of the road.
Yeah, Roadblock.
He's still around.
Okay, and
I saw him at CSC, Colorado Club, being his tag partner there. They were like my chop and toss buddies in the battle world because I would chop them and they would toss them over the top rope. It was good.
Yeah. Well, I don't have anything to promote, but I would like to say that wrestling promoters out there, should be respectful of other wrestlers out there. There's a certain wrestling promoter out there that has been harassing Bobby Fulton, calling him at 3:00 in the morning, and he just got over battling throat cancer. Dylan Hines revealed this the other day, and I thought it was a crying disgrace, and I know all about this promoter because I had my run-ins with him, but his name is Charlie Armstrong, for anybody out there that knows him. But he's been calling Bobby Fulton at 3 a.m. in the morning and harassing Bobby Fulton and everything else, and he's trying to get sleep and everything. He's still, trying to handle health issues and stuff, and I just think that's a disgrace, and, wrestling promoters ought to be better,
That's
unreal,
well,
man.
As a promoter myself and running my own show for a long time, that's one thing you don't do. And then with everything that's going on today, you need to be respectful of what's going on today. I've decided we have not run any shows. I have not run a show in 2020 and will not run a show in 2020. There's no point. I mean, what if somebody, two to five people get sick, whether they are fans or workers.
Yeah.
What does that do to the business? That kills the business.
Yeah.
It also
WWE has that problem right now.
Well, it kills your credibility. And I can't speak for them or AEW or anybody else, but the point is, if they want to do it and they sign a waiver and they get tested, that's on them. But the first sign of trouble, everybody's going to run like ants. So it's better off. You know how much content that WWE has that they could run on Monday and Monday?
Oh, God.
They got a lot of
it. They could just do interviews, too.
Well, but they have a vault full of stuff. They could go back to the Attitude Era and play whole shows. I mean, come on.
No.
Yeah.
Their ratings would
be
out of the roof right now. Give everybody a break. The money's still going to be there because you're not losing your TV money.
Yeah, whatever.
But, it is. I just had to say that. But as a promoter, I'm respectful. I'm not going to book a show. Go ahead.
Steve and I talked about this for a while, about New Japan, about what they've done. And they still keep everybody employed. And took all that time off.
Yeah.
Oh, absolutely.
But
they did it the right way.
They returned. Yeah. But I think
they
waited long enough.
They've done it the right way. Well, the United States wasn't built to be shut down like that. This is a money-driven world, but our country's really money-driven, and of course, wrestling is too. So.
Yeah, they announced that Broadway got shut down in 2021.
Wow.
Listen, when it's done, when the things like that go down, you got to pay attention, and you got to take care of yourself.
A lot of your concerts aren't going to happen until next year anyway. They all canceled all their stuff in 2020.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
But Brian and myself, we can't afford to be out and about.
No.
No,
we can't.
So,
right. Right.
Look out there.
Everybody needs to stay safe, not just us. Anybody who's healthy enough still needs to stay safe. Right.
Yeah, we don't. Right.
Yeah, and everybody needs to wear. Everybody needs to wear a mask too, no matter what Low Key says.
I got three on me every day. I have three on
me every
day.
He's gonna kick somebody.
Right?
Cornette, I hope you listen to this podcast. I'm sure you'll love it.
Jimmy. Oh no, he's gonna make some rude comment.
No, Brian mentioned Low Key.
I know.
Love that.
Yeah, Papa Stroh.
You know what I want to push? I want to push the Papa, the Stroh Maestro show.
Yeah.
Papa Stroh, can I do a plug real quick?
Sure.
First, I want to wish a nice Independence Day for all you guys, including my best friend David Arquette, who's doing a premiere. Possibly doing a premiere pretty soon, unless it's called off. That's still up in the air because of this stuff. And then my favorite lady in the world, Max Wassa, who lives down in Los Angeles, who is, I'll say it, she's the lady I'd like to be with because she's around my age, too. I want somebody that's my age.
100?
I'm 56, and she's about 2.5 years. She's going to have a birthday August 18th next month. I have a Hollywood show that was supposed to be August 14th and 15th, but it got canceled and moved up to October 16th and 17th. And I'm looking forward to going to that if it happens. But this is important to me. I have a lot of problems from the military. I have a mental disability issue. I take psych meds for it, you know, and other things over it. But the guys I want to respect the most, Papa Stroh, were at Fort McClellan, Alabama in 1982 and Fort Benning, Georgia in 1993. I was training, basic training at McClellan in 82, and I was 11 Bravo and Bradley anti-tank driver and dismount training and 11 Bravo training at Fort Benning. And all the drill sergeants, officers, through my military career, I want to wish them all the best and the best Independence Day weekend they can have, and thank them for their service, because especially my first Drill Sergeant Royston, this guy was in Vietnam. He was 6'8", 290 pounds, and I looked up to him, Papa Stroh. He took me from being, you know, I didn't know what I was doing to, you know, I got recycled, but just listening to him tell me, when I finally graduated the second company, Drill Sergeant Royston, what he taught me was still inside me. Taught me how to be a man. That's what he did.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Great stuff.
That's good.
Thank
I
you,
like
Malcolm.
That. Absolutely. Yes, sir.
Thank you, Malcolm.
Any more plugs? Any plugs, guys? Tor,
I'm sure.
You got a plug for us? Oh, go ahead, Steve.
Yeah, I'd like to plug the GXCB Classic YouTube page, Facebook, and check out njpwworld.com for the New Japan Cup that's going on lately. It's pretty good stuff. I was watching Sabre Jr. versus Kota Ibushi and Nagata versus Suzuki, so some good content on there. And, those are my plugs for the week.
Oh. Any more plugs, guys?
Yeah, I got one more, Papa Stroh. I want to wish the Las Vegas Raiders good luck at winning one game this year.
Thanks. And the one game will be over my team. So that,
Speaking of the Stroh Zone, tomorrow night, my official Facebook, facebook.com/StrohTheMaestro, will be another edition of the Stroh Zone. And tomorrow night's feature at midnight Eastern Standard Time will be the Wasp Woman. So check it out, Stroh Zone tomorrow night, midnight.
What is the Stroh Zone?
It's my show I do every Friday night. Brian, you're my Facebook. You don't know what Stroh Zone is?
I've seen it advertised, but I had never checked it out. What I checked out?
So it's not the danger zone. It ain't Dusty Rhodes ripping your neck off and tossing down your tonsils. It ain't nothing like that. It's
Where did I check it out at? On YouTube or what?
No, my Facebook.
Facebook.
Okay.
Hey, Papa Stroke. Any chance
tomorrow night at midnight Eastern Standard Time.
Any chance in the future we'll see the 1966 Batman movie?
How about no?
Is there any chance that Paul Heyman could come on your show and host or something?
Holy potato, Batman.
No. Heyman's got enough problems producing Raw and SmackDown.
Actually, he's not doing that anymore. So.
Yeah, he ain't doing that no more.
Exactly.
He ain't doing
That's
it no more.
Point. That's my point. Exactly.
Oh,
you got demoted.
My bad. Listen, I'm passing out on y'all, too. I'm not even... I hear all this background noise. I can't find
what
out
is what is that noise
doing.
Anyway?
What
is that? Sound silent.
I think Granny and Mr.
Hollywood,
you're
on the line. Mr. Hollywood, is that you?
Yeah, we missed Mr. Hollywood.
No, it's gone. I did a magic trick. I made it disappear. You're welcome.
Whatever happened to Tank? You just call him L.A. Tank.
What
he's
happened
still around.
He's busy, man. He's busy.
What about
man,
Todd?
He's the hardest
Todd
working
Saxton.
Man.
Brian, I'm not their babysitter. I don't know. You might have to ask
I know
me.
You're not. I was asking.
I don't know.
I can tell you about L.A. Tank. L.A.
You,
Tank.
You're on their Facebook.
Ghetto.
Give him a holler. Message him.
Exactly.
Holler if you hear me.
Yeah.
Papa, Stroh, you got to hold everybody's hand. You didn't know that?
Brian's been on my Facebook the whole time, and I've been having Strozone shows the whole time. I didn't even know what the show is.
Well, I've seen the advertisement of it, but I didn't know when it came on or how to get to it.
He took a sabbatical.
We're playing reruns, okay?
Yeah.
Reruns tomorrow night.
Yeah, welcome back, Carter.
Oh, welcome back, Carter, okay.
You going to tell a joke?
Oh, yeah, he'll pop for that, right? Yeah. He'll
right?
Pop for that. or what's happening with rerun, right?
You know, Max Gale, who plays Mike on General Hospital, played on Welcome Back, Carter.
Needs that General Hospital.
As a police officer.
Oh, goodness. Hey, Granny, you got anything you want to plug?
No, I'm good. I mean, I've been just listening to y'all have a really good time tonight. Oh, guys, I was actually a guest on Pop Culture with the Stars last night, Dr. John and Todd last night. I was their special guest.
See, Ryan, that's where Todd was.
Oh, Todd's over there now. Okay.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Oh, boy.
He's still
Dr. John did a little interview with me last night, and then I shared a couple ghost stories, you know, for his book that he's writing, so...
And you want
to
and you want
back
something
to
else? Right. Brian, you know something else? L.A. Tank is still around. L.A. Tank is still around, I promise. I just talked to him.
I've laid you. I've laid you.
He's around.
I believe
in
Hitman.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thursday's rule. Every other day sucks.
So, Granny, the next morning after is going to be on Tuesday, right?
Tuesday, yes,
okay,
sir.
Okay, great. Awesome.
We're taking a couple days.
What is the morning after?
Off for the holiday. It's
okay.
A show that Brady Hicks and Rat Boy and they've had me start helping them on VOC Nation at 12 o'clock Eastern Time.
Oh,
it's a
30-minute
show on VOC Nation that we do. We talk about news and wrestling and things that happened, you know, the day before and things like that. But we're taking a couple days off. Yeah, we're taking a couple days off because of the holiday. So.
Now, don't forget, Brian,
see,
write
me,
it down
with,
somewhere.
With me, with
write
me,
it down. The morning
me,
after podcast. The morning
with,
after
with
podcast.
With me dog setting and house setting this week, I couldn't run the board for Brady, so we decided to take a couple days off because of the holiday. So.
because I wasn't going to have access to my computer.
Oh, okay. I got you.
Well, that's okay, Granny. You'll come back, Granny.
And well,
then,
I mean, yeah, I mean, we're just taking a couple of days off because of the holiday
coming.
And stuff, so.
Dude, everything's screwed up this year. Why did they even enter
I wonder what happened to Destin and Tora.
Well, Tora was on. The noise you heard earlier was Tora, but then the train came, and then she had to take it.
Yeah, my train's here.
Yeah.
Train keeps coming.
Okay. What about Destin?
All aboard.
I'm sure Dustin somewhere hanging out with his chainsaw, running around in Texas.
Probably
what?
Is.
He's making burgers.
Why did he?
Yeah,
making
burgers.
WrestleMania tickets.
I don't know. He traveled a lot.
WrestleMania tickets.
Yeah, he tore him up. No, he tore.
What
did
you say? What did you say? Man,
he
made a
WrestleMania
ticket.
Yeah, he had WrestleMania tickets, Dustin. And he tore him up.
He ate it.
No, he tore him up.
Dustin,
oh, he tore him up.
I wonder what he says. He has an interesting life. He has a very interesting life.
Steve ought to be a comedian.
Probably open mic.
Oh,
my
goodness.
Night, yeah. The 3
All right.
What's that lake that Jason hung out at?
Lake
Camp Crystal Lake.
Reincarnation?
Crystal Lake. Yeah, that's it. That's it.
Come on now. I know my heart.
Tremendous.
Man.
Come on now. Do the hokey pokey. Turns around. That's what it's all about.
Oh, boy.
Well, speaking of horror films, that's what the Strozone's all about. I show old school horror and sci-fi flicks every Friday
right.
night at midnight.
Sounds
so,
like Extreme
you know.
Rules horror show.
Did they have a lot of gore in them?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I won't put it in there.
It's old school black and white. It's not gore now.
Oh, black and white. Okay, black and white. Okay.
Hey, the Watchwoman, is her boyfriend the Green Hornet?
Oh, my
no,
God.
Malcolm,
can you show
this is before the Green Hornet time.
Thing?
This is before all that. This is like back in the 40s.
The Green
Hornet.
I'm sorry, I
didn't
get that in.
No, you're talking
Bruce
Lee, Malcolm.
What about
Jackie?
I wasn't putting your movie down. I was making a joke about the
girl. Hey, you remember Jackie and Rick Steiner?
Ocado.
Oh, my God.
I've seen the Watchmen.
All I got to say is just watch the movie tomorrow night and check it out for yourself. I don't want to give any spoilers away for the Watchmen.
Okay.
Yeah. It's pretty good, though. It
Very
was,
good.
Know, for that time period.
And the Green Hornet
yeah.
is in it.
Oh, my God.
What happened with Jackie and Rick Steiner? They're at feed or no?
Rick Steiner and who?
Jackie. You know, Jackie. Come on, Tyre Draws. Hey, Rick, you want to play? And they never did anything.
That was Halloween. I
think he's one of those voice-activated Alexas now.
Was that when Rick Steiner was talking to himself with his hand? Remember the hand he used to, like, talk to himself?
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
But that's just like trying to book Little Jimmy
Moppy.
In North Truth, man. Come on, man. Little Jimmy
no,
wasn't
like
even
Moppy.
Around, you know. Yeah, Moppy,
Moppy.
Too. He got like, didn't he get like put through like a chipper or something?
Yeah,
Moppy
he got
laid off. He got laid off.
You know,
no,
you know,
he
I've been wondering whatever happened to the SmackDown hacker. They never said no more about him.
The SmackDown who?
The SmackDown hacker. Know. Yeah, they never said nothing about it no more.
Oh, he went to
maybe
he went to Raw.
Maybe he got hacked.
He
went to Raw.
Who was it? Steve got drafted to Raw.
Mustafa Ali.
Yeah, Nikita Kolatkin.
That's Steve. They never did even.
Maybe
who
it
was
just spam. The whole thing was just spam the whole time.
I thought it was El Perez, but it turned out to be Mustafa Ali.
Yeah,
I heard rumors it was going to be Xavier Woods.
Come on,
that'd
now. You
cool.
know it was Xavier Woods. That silhouette would have been a dead giveaway with Xavier Woods.
Oh, yeah,
no, that's
absolutely.
Xavier Woods is the cheat coder.
So what happens with CM Punk now since he ain't on the backstage?
Why don't you ask CM Punk, man?
I think he's with the WWE.
He won't even respond to my tweets. I can't get none of this wrestling paper responding to my tweets.
You're harsh, man.
You're the only one, Stro. I'm serious. When I tweet to Cody Rhodes, he don't never respond. I tweeted last night. Sting said, does anybody want to go on last ride with me? And I said, make it happen.
Are you Cody Rhodes and Tony Khan. I'm not even
and then Cody liked
theme,
it.
I can't even get his ring theme song, much less get a response from him. I mean, come on.
That's crazy.
I mean, I can't even play Cult of Personality, much
Papa
less get a tweet.
Part of Brian's problem.
I can't get nobody respond to me from WWE. Unless it's one of the kids in the crowd.
You can't get anybody from AEW because they go through corporate. It goes through all their stuff.
No, no, no. Wait a minute now. I have been able to get AJ Awesome and the Orange Cassidy, Clementine Cassidy.
Brian. If you want to respond from Punk or Cody Rhodes, you gotta tweet to him about Star Trek. CM Punk, you got a tweet about Blackhawks,
so
maybe then you'll get a response.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
There you go. Now that's a start, maybe. That's a good start, yeah.
But I hate Star Trek.
Papa Stroke.
Oh, well.
Well, then insult Star Trek to Cody, and he'll give you a response.
Okay, good.
Hey, Papa Stroke, Brian.
After he watched the new Picard.
he wrote the Hulk Hogan, and he put Malcolm Wyndham instead of Malcolm Wildman.
Oh, my God.
I ain't put your name in my phone as Malcolm Wyndham. And you tell
me
as Wildman.
Ryan, why don't you mention Hulk Hogan to CM Punk and see what he says? Maybe you'll get it right.
Okay, I'll do that. I sure
Malcolm,
will.
Malcolm the Widowmaker.
You right?
I sure will. I'll mention that. I'll mention CM Punk. I'll mention Hulk Hogan to CM Punk, see what happens.
I'm sure he'll find it hilarious.
Hey, ask CM Punk for somebody's number. He'll cut a promo on you.
Okay,
no.
No.
Oh, my God. All right.
Ask Corn Swoggle.
Don't tell him Chicago sucks. That wouldn't be too wise.
Nope.
They used to say, why can't every day be Christmas? Why can't every day be Thursday?
Because then we would all be thirsty, get it? Thirsty.
Oh, I bet the improv will love that one, Brian.
4 out of 10.
Well, guys, Jim Cornette said that.
One minute left.
Go ahead.
I was just going to say, Jim Cornette said that AEW should sign Tessa Blanchard, even though he don't like AEW.
He don't like nobody.
Brian, I think you'll have one fan that might like the joke. I'll play him for you in a minute. Okay, Paul Bearer impersonators. Here we go.
It's crying.
I've been crying this whole show. Okay.
Wow.
Guys,
this room was rough.
Yeah.
It was out of control, and you tried to reel
that,
it in. I'm sorry, buddy.
Hasta la vista, baby.
The hard time, brother. That's why I kept telling you it's me, because I was legitimately crying. Here we go. All right. The guys, it's been great having you on the show. You guys are wonderful. This has been such a blast, I'm telling you. You guys are just incredible. And please come back next week. Enjoy your
Absolutely.
Fourth weekend.
You too.
You guys are awesome. Much love to all you guys. And listeners, thank you for listening. Be sure to get an archive of tonight's show on VOCNation.com. Just look for WCW Retro in today's date, 7/2/2020. Be good to yourselves and each other. And see you guys next Thursday. Have a great 4th,
everyone.
Buddy. Love y'all.
Love y'all.
Have a safe 4th of July.
Bye-bye.
Let me leave y'all. I'll lead y'all some Bad Street USA. How about that?
Yeah.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, Michael Pierce.
All right, let me get to it here real quick.
That's a purely sexy.
Purely sexy, baby. All right, here we go. Bad Street for you guys. Love y'all.
Love you.
Yeah.
Down the street, they ran the other way. Back free.